and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
See, here's how I know the show is going to be good. Oh, sorry. Welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I'm Renee Bernard. That makes perfect sense. And tonight on the program, and I think this is going to be one of our top, I'm going to say top three. I'm going to go ahead and just claim that now. I think it's going to be top three. Is Lisa Watson, who is one of my favorite human beings ever. And I always know it's going to be a good show, but I absolutely am having so much fun in the pre-show that I'm almost inconvenienced by the start of the program. Just letting you know. Did you pass out? Are you okay? Hello?
And so it begins.
No, I'm just going to reveal, and the reason I'm sorry, I'm a little giggly, but just, we were playing a little phone tag earlier, and the text messaging, and the autocorrect functions are, I'm just going to say it, whoever wrote that program is a perv. I truly believe that. Thoughts? Right? Because it defaults instantly to the most filthy, like, what? That you would never in a million years say, and you're trying to type out something about, I don't know, taking your child to preschool, and something completely different comes up, and I'm like, who writes this?
I think it's not meaning to say that to your mom.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Grandma, can you... The only thing I'm clinging to is that my mother-in-law does not have the technology, so I have not yet... She's probably the only person on the planet I have not yet sent a filthy message inadvertently. Inadvertently, too.
Does she have a cell phone?
No. No, it was too complicated. It was too many, I don't know. We tried that for a
while. I don't even think
my
grandfather has a call waiting yet. He does have he does have an iPhone 5 though, and we're like, okay, what's that about? Why don't you get a 4? He's like, oh no, I want the newest thing they have. Like, why?
Because I don't have a lot of time, and by golly, I'm gonna go out with the latest piece of equipment in my. There you go. I want the latest and greatest. He's just gonna skip all the steps in between and go straight to the iPhone 5. I love that.
Yeah, meanwhile, the answer machine at home is still like he leaves a message and he says beep, and then I'm trying to leave a message and I hear, is this thing still on? No, you have to push the stop button. But how do you work this? You have to push the stop button. I hear my brother-in-law in the background for like 15 minutes still talking. No, Daddy Carl, you have to hit the, no, what is this? I don't see the directions for that.
And then there's no room on the tape. For messages, it's pretty much just the outbound message. I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. While Lisa and I are having a great conversation, that, by the way, we are friends and we talk all the time. This is what happens all the time when we're on the phone. So if you guys want to go over to www.lisawatson.com while we're talking, feel free. I'm just seriously,
yeah,
just pop
so
over
go
there.
Off topic.
Just We're nowhere near topic. There is no topic. So feel free while Lisa and I are just enjoying catching up after Comic-Con and everything that's been going on in our lives. Y'all just go look and be sure and click on the links and buy some books. And is that it? I mean, did I get the business out of the way? And is that good? Or?
Yeah, Amazon.com. Go have a fun time looking at all my books that are on Amazon.
There you go. That's a plug. Now, that is what's known as a plug. Or mine, too. You know, you could look at mine, too. You know, I need to start promoting my own stuff at some point. I don't know. I just feel this bizarre urge. I don't. It's very strange. I don't know. But I will say this.
No, you have to get
Lisa's
used
books
to that whole thing.
Wonderful.
I still don't get quite used to self-promotion thing. Yeah. Got to keep remembering.
It's odd, isn't it? It's a fine line between, I think, mania, because people that talk about themselves a lot are people that I would tend to avoid normally. I'm just saying. And yet there's this requirement to do it. So it's like too much, too little.
Yeah,
when
and
is
what's
it
the
obnoxious?
Segue into that? It's like, hi, I'm Lisa Watson. I wrote a book. Here's my website. Go look.
Here. I know.
And like,
stocking
did
groceries
you
want to
order your
store,
meal? Oh, yeah, that too.
That, let me just leave some business cards here with my tip. So, yeah, I never know. I find myself telling, like, tech support guys when I call for, I'm like, hey, by the way, I write books. I'm sure, tell everybody there in the tech support department that, and I'm like, really, seriously? I get blacklisted, I think. I think that's why I'm having some trouble. Like,
no, never.
No. Love me. Love me at Apple. I'm the best. I'm the only person that calls crying when they're Mac. It's an attachment. I have an attachment to this machine.
Hey, like I said, anybody that can navigate Smashwords is like way, way, way cool.
Mm. I don't know if I navigated Smashwords so much as I bulldozed through that. Stubbornly refusing to admit that I was absolutely getting nowhere, and I just kept going on. But no. Oh, that's it. Desire Wars Diamonds is now up, and it's premium. It's approved.
Awesome.
So anywhere Smashwords is selling books, which frankly I really don't know where that is, but wherever it is, Desire Wars Diamonds is now going to pop up on that search. So yay! But yeah, I don't think, and it was easy. It took a few weeks, and about 38. Uploads, a lot of alcohol. I only cried 3 times, and I think that is saying something right there.
That is definitely saying something.
That's huge, people. That is huge. It could have been a lot
worse.
That's
very huge, because like I said, I couldn't even get past the manual that I downloaded. After that, I'm like, yeah, I really don't need to publish this right now. I can wait.
Yeah, if anybody from Smashwords is listening, seriously, your manual is one of the biggest barriers you have to getting material, because if it's an example of what a book looks like on Smashwords or how it comes across, that is just the most terrifying moment of a person's life when they're like, oh, this is a not easy to navigate piece of documentation here, and I'm feeling smaller and smaller by the minute, then. Thank you. Now,
hey, you have a book trailer.
I do. Where are you? What are you looking at?
Well, I'm on your website looking at Desire Wears Diamonds.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I was about to say, for anybody who doesn't realize it, Lisa Watson writes really fun contemporary romance. So, if you like contemporary romance, Lisa is your girl. There's really no one contemporary in my books. I'd like, well, I can't. Yep, nope, sorry. No computer IT issues in my books. Nowhere to be found. Nope.
Now,
sorry.
Overturned carriages, yes.
Yes. Corset issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All sorts of Victorian issues, yes, then I'm your girl. But if it's anything else, then no, I'm... Although you never know, Renee Bernard branching out, you can never say. I did just go to Comic-Con, so that was very exciting. Cause I wrote a comic book. So, yeah, so, and let me just say, I always thought, and this is just you and me, pretend nobody's listening, I really thought that RT was just one of those amazingly wild conferences. And I thought, wow, you know, this is, I'm on the edge.
Yeah,
like, I always
like
felt
probably
like, wow.
Times 100 at Comic-Con, isn't it?
Times, yeah, 1,000 squared to the D. Yeah, wow. RT now
where
looks
you probably
like,
were the only one on the floor not in complete costume.
Oh, I was, yes. I totally civilian gear. And, you know, I don't like to wear T-shirts because I have a thing about people reading my the boys, as I call them. I don't enjoy that. So the boys are not billboards. We do not put words on them. It's just not a comfortable moment. So I was definitely, yeah, a little out of my element. But everybody was having such a great time. I have never seen a happier 120,000 people. Wow. They were just gleeful, and it was just, it was contagious. And I lost my mind, and I may or may not have gotten pictures of myself with like 12 different Captain Americas. I'm just saying.
You had two. I did see that one. There were two.
No, no.
That was good.
There were way more than two.
The picture you took. Or you posted another picture?
I posted on Facebook. I have like 12. Yeah,
oh,
different.
I'm going to have to check that out.
12 different Captain Americas. Like, seriously. Female Captain Americas. I had a baby Captain America. I had an African-American Captain America. I had a Mexican Captain America. I had, like, every ethnic group I could find represented. And every era. And I never knew I had a thing for Captain America until I was in
Comic-Con.
Until I saw Captain America. And I just, I don't know what happened after that. It's a bit of a blur. I blacked out. I don't remember. But,
well, I saw some pictures on the news, and everybody on there was pretty darn happy to be there, and everybody was just smiling and having a good time and joking around and just, looked like it was fun.
The only people who were sad were the people who stood in line for multiple hours to try to get into, like, the Game of Thrones panel or to try to get into this or that panel and couldn't quite make it. It's brutal. I had no idea. It's like a lottery atmosphere. It's like a – I mean, maybe you should have, like, arena fighting or just make people, like, melee and, you know, survival of the fittest. And I have no idea how to just – make it more diplomatic or more, I'm sorry, democratic. I can't talk. But it's lottery. And so there were people literally, I think, were in line at Comic-Con
the whole time.
I don't know whatever they saw.
Did you even go see something? No, I was in line.
To go see something, you had to be in line for a chance to go see something.
Wow.
So it was like, oh, yeah.
So even like, because I think, gosh, they had a lot of stars there, I saw, based on the interviews and stuff. So it's like everything you had to be in line for.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. I was within 8 feet of Alyssa Milano. There you go. But that was my accident because she came down our row with her 12 bodyguards. And all I saw was a wall of bodyguards. And I was like, wow. Could be Lady Gaga on the other side of that. I have no idea. And it wasn't, but it was okay.
Wow, that's interesting. It's like, look, bodyguards.
Bodyguards and matching. By the way, if you want to be inconspicuous as a celebrity, I highly recommend not having your 10 really massive guys wear matching outfits and walk in formation. I'm just saying. I was like, really? And when their shirts were like, you know, yellow or something, it was like, brilliant.
Look, that's like event staff at like the Verizon Center in D.C. They have yellow jackets on to say event staff, so maybe she should just put event staff.
My
bodyguards on the back.
I don't know, but it was a wall of man. It was like, wow, that's... I don't know what to do with that. I don't know where to put that.
I don't know. It's probably like more people paid attention to the guys and walking by in formation than
honestly,
who was in the middle.
I hope her feelings were not hurt, but yes, I was a little distracted. I'm a romance writer. I was a little distracted by the wall of man that just like testosterone wave that went past. I'm having a hot flash just thinking about it. Anyway, okay, everybody, that, believe it or not, was Candle After and Coffee. And Lisa Watson, who clearly we were a little too informal and forgot to talk, but it's lisawatson.com. This is absolutely a must-stop for everybody. Please pick up her books. I know you're going to love her as much as I do. She is phenomenally talented and, even more importantly, one of the greatest people walking the planet. So there you go.
Aw, thank you.
That is true. I dare anybody to...
But I'm in good company.
No one gets to disagree. Aw. Okay, everybody, good night, and we'll see you next week for more Candle After and Coffee.
Good night. Thanks
this
for
show
having
brought
me.
To you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.